Princess Cadence and the Spring Hearts Garden. My Little Pony, The Princess Collection, Book 3. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. Heart Song. The crystal heart glowed with a pulsating light. Its glittering facets reflected on the ground in a brilliant spray that reached across the pavement and onto the hooves of the ponies lined up around it. Princess Cadence's elegant face was illuminated by a subtle blue glow, casting her furrowed brow with a soft haze. The heart song hadn't gone at all as she had hoped. Usually, the annual Hearts and Hooves Day heart song garnered so many ponies in attendance that not every pony could fit in the main plaza. Ponies of all ages would spill out onto the shimmering side streets. They would bring apple crates to stand on, craning their necks for a glimpse of the ever-glowing crystal heart and the popular young royals conducting the songs. This year, however, a horrible case of the pony sniffles had swept across the kingdom. Most of the residents were at home, snuggled in their beds. Princess Cadence knew that it was a major problem, for the heart song was actually a very important event. If the crystal heart didn't receive regular bursts of light and love from the ponies of the land, it might break again, and the entire kingdom would be in grave danger. The frozen north was always looming. After the events leading up to Baby Flurry Heart's crystalling, when the crystal heart had actually broken apart, Princess Cadence wasn't taking any chances with its health. The incident had already made this winter more frigid and blustery than the Empire was accustomed to, and the grounds had seen better days. It was imperative that the crystal heart be pumped full of love at all times. Otherwise, the entire crystal empire could be lost to the icy avalanches. Cadence took a few steps toward the sparse crowd of Crystal Empire citizens. She shot a private, nervous look at her husband, Prince Shining Armor. The striking stallion replied with his signature encouraging nod. His blue mane fell over his eyes. "You can do it," he assured her without even speaking. Princess Cadence nodded back. She felt braver now. Shining Armor always had that effect on her. "Dearest Crystal Ponies," Cadence addressed the small crowd, "each Hearts and Hooves Day, we join together so our love will warm us through the few remaining days of our frosty winter and carry us into our beautiful spring." Cadence pointed daintily at the crystal heart. Her candy-colored mane gently swayed in the winter wind. "I thank you for sharing your voices and hearts with your fellow ponies on this special day." The princess mustered a sunny smile. "Your kindness and love for one another rings true through each note and melody. I deliver my warm wishes to you and all your loved ones at home with the pony sniffles." "And now, one last song," called Shining Armor, cheery-faced and rose-cheeked, as he trotted forward.